were really focused on Bimini, and that's where the initial, that's where probably most of the initial work was done, because Casey said really specifically in a reading in 1933, he said records would be found in a sunken portion of Atlantis, which he named as Poseidia, which is Poseidon's homeland, where a portion of the temples may yet be discovered under the slime of ages of seawater near what is known as Bimini. So here he says Bimini was a part of Poseidia. There is a temple there. Other readings talk about this temple, and he gave another reading in 1940, which said a portion of Atlantis would rise again in 1968 and 1969, and that's when things started popping up near Bimini.
You have supplied us some video of what could be some kind of structure deep on the ocean floor, and it's marble.
Yeah, that's marble. Somebody has already claimed that we somehow got concrete forms and fabricated those things and took them over there and dropped them and claimed to find them. Unbelievable. It's an area that was discovered. We're not sure when it was first discovered. We're not sure who first discovered it. Nobody seems to have known it was marble except a guy who investigated it back in 1970. He says it's a Greek temple, and it sure as heck looks like the remains of a Greek temple, which has collapsed. I call that an apex, the thing you can see on our video, an apex, or it's also known as a parapet, I believe. It's like the facing, the triangular facing of a temple. And there are beams there. It's an enormous area spread out on like this mound. The area is maybe a half mile and in diameter. It has beams of marble. When I say beams, I mean maybe 1 to 2 foot square, perfectly straight, anywhere from, 15 feet at least. We don't know how much longer they are because they disappear under the sand.
Right.
They go down that deep. But there's slabs, huge slabs, like for the side of the building. There's all kinds of intricate carvings. It is heavily encrusted with coral. So it's been there for a long time. And it looks like a Greek temple.
If Atlantis was in the Bimini area, how big do you think either that island was or the continent, whatever it might have been?
That island, if you take where Bimini is, and you add the Great Bahama Bank to it along with Andros Island. And the Great Bahama Bank is this massive platform of shallow water which extends north of Bimini, just a little north of Bimini, all the way down south of Andros, close to Cuba.
I was going to say, could Cuba be part of it?
Cuba, I believe, was one of the main islands of Atlantis. I think Andrew Collins is dead on with that. I think we actually know the area where the center city may have been. We have not visited it. We are still making plans to go there.
There are structures at the base of Cuba, too, you know.
Yes, and the side-scan sonar image that we put up on our website, that Bill Donato actually took that image. That side-scan sonar is remarkably similar to what they have published on the Cuban side.
Some skeptics have said that during the Soviet missile crisis, the Cuban missile crisis.
Yeah, I'm one of those skeptics.
That the Soviets dumped. Were you one of those?
Yeah, I think I'm the original person that found all that.
Now, they may have done that, okay? The Soviets may have dumped huge concrete blocks.
Yeah.
Of their missile silos.
Yeah.
But that doesn't negate the fact that those other structures are there.
No, it doesn't negate that. We just don't know what they are. That's correct. And it's really frustrating, isn't it? Because I think 2002 is when it first came out.
What year are we talking about that Atlantis was at its heyday?
Well, I'll tell you when it was destroyed first. It disappeared.
Then we'll back up.
Around 10,000 B.C.
10,000 B.C., gone.
Right.
What do you think happened to it?
Well, I think the what we call today the Carolina Bays event occurred. I think a comet came in and it fractured and it struck all over North America. It struck the Bahamas. It struck part of South America. It hit Cuba. It hit all the Caribbean, and it burned those islands to a cinder in seconds. It caused tsunamis, and it just happened at the end of the last ice age when the waters were rising anyway.
And it hit the ocean?
Yeah. Most of it hit the ocean, causing tsunamis.
Cindered everything as it was coming in.
Yep. And there is evidence of that. The U.S. Geological Survey actually published the evidence. It's called the Mystery of the Black Pebbles. And the black pebbles are found in Pleistocene beach rock all over the Bahamas and in the Caribbean. And they didn't know what it was. It was a mystery for a long time until they decided, well, around 10,000 B.C., something burned the entire Bahamas and Caribbean islands to a cinder in seconds.
And this would have happened 10,000 B.C.?
Yes. Yep, right around then.
My gosh. Okay, now let's back up. How old was the civilization?
According to Casey, it goes back to 200,000 B.C. According to Plato, we don't know. Plato didn't give a beginning date, just an end date, and it's roughly the same time as Casey. But Casey said that Atlantis went through three destructions. The last one was 10,000 B.C. The one before that occurred around 28,000 B.C., and that apparently was, according to Casey, the height of the Atlantean technology. And in 28,000 B.C., what happened was five big islands, which did form the main part of Atlantis then. Two of the islands were completely destroyed, and the others were made smaller. And what was left in 28,000 B.C. were three relatively large islands.
All right, and how did those land masses get destroyed?
He doesn't say.
He doesn't say?
No, he says that there was, and he implies that there was something from the sky that a pull shift of some kind might have been involved, although the pull shift goes back to what's called the first destruction of Atlantis, which is around 50,000 B.C. We don't know.
But you think they're all Earth change related?
Absolutely.
You don't think they blew themselves up?
I do. He says the very first one, and Casey said the first one in 50,000 B.C., roughly 50,000 B.C., that what occurred was they released all of these gases, probably from under the oceans, and it may well have been methane pockets. And they accidentally ignited those with this firestone. And that caused this tremendous conflagration that essentially may have shifted the poles of the Earth. That was 50,000 B.C. So that is the one that really appears to be most related to human activity. Although the one in 10,000 B.C., according to Casey, he says, just like Plato, it was sort of a punishment from God, because these two sides that had been warring, one side which was spiritual and believed in God, and the other side which was warlike and just believed in man, and it was a punishment for that.